Right, okay. Well, joining us, they're coming up to Leeds on the 22nd. It's the Australian band, The Fame, and joining us, it is Stephen Bickins. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
I am pretty good. How are you going?
Oh, I'm going very good. Coffee in hand. Fresh M&S breakfast on the lab, in the van, driving to the next city, living the life.
Living the life, splashing out on M&S sandwiches, a flagrant disregard for money already as part of being a rock star.
Yeah, what can we do? Once it all goes so ahead, we like to surge. You know, it goes from Tesco, and now, you know, we're living it up with M&S.
Get yourself to Lidl. Get yourself to Lidl. You're much cheaper. You'll survive longer as a band, I think.
Yeah, good advice, good advice.
You've got a new EP out. A Million Stars is the single from the EP. I absolutely love this song. I've got to be honest with you. When I first heard it, it's different from the stuff you've done recently. There's definitely sort of like a Panic at the Disco vibe to it a little bit. I absolutely love it. It's very anthemic as well, I find. How long did this one take to put together?
This one actually, this has a funny story behind it. This one here, this one came together quite fast, but the production behind it took so many different turns. Like, it started off like the verse being this sort of dark, chromatic rock vibe. Then we tried like using different samples, and then we ended up changing it to what it is. So like the production like took, you know, quite a turn, but the actual song and its element came together and maybe like 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow. Okay, that's seriously impressive. The production and the sound of it, maybe it's because I've got a six-year-old daughter, and for the last 6 months, all I've been hearing is the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman.
Oh, so good.
It is immense.
Hey, I can tell you, I've been popping away.
But there's a little bit of a vibe, hearing it and listening to A Million Stars, there's a little bit of a vibe of The Greatest Showman in there in some of the tracks. There's a little bit of that sort of anthemic and that sort of like, this is me, maybe a million dreams. There's something in there.
I'm not opposed. I can feel that.
I think it's good. I think it's good. Because when I first saw Greatest Showman, I thought, oh, I'm not really too keen on this. But then I suppose after I've been like shown it so many times, it's been on hard rotation. It's got into my blood veins, and I can't help but hum stuff now. And it's one of those songs. I think that Million Stars is one of those songs that will. It's not an earworm as such, but it will get into your head.
That's what we try and do. We try, you know. Write something that like people will like, and something that means something to us at the same time. So, yeah, we're lucky. Like, it works on all fronts.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. It's a beautiful track. It really, really is. I've got to ask you: am I right in thinking you've got a track coming up on a Coca-Cola ad?
Yes, yeah, we do.
Okay, how did that all come about? Because if you're going to get a worldwide marketing campaign, that's not a bad brand to go with, I wouldn't say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a funny story. We were actually in Brisbane at the time. We just finished a show with Sleeping with Sirens. Yeah, so Coca-Cola, you know, they came to us and they said they're reaching out to a bunch of bands to do this cover for them for a big campaign. And so we started straight away. We then kept on recording on the aeroplane flight to New Zealand. Then once we got to New Zealand, locked ourselves in a rehearsal studio and recorded a bunch of vocals. Then we actually played the show in Auckland that we're meant to play, and then we went to a backpackers and continued recording in the backpackers. And then we sent it off to get mixed, and the whole process was about 3 days in total, which was, you know, pretty quick. And then, long story short, they ended up liking our cover and they used it for the ad.
That is just so cool. Because, I mean, this could be your Jet Are You Gonna Be My Girl Vodafone campaign. This could make you stratospheric.
Oh, well, let's hope so.
It just certainly could. So, yeah, I've got to talk about, because I lived in Perth for about 6 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in love with the city. It's my favourite place in the entire world. Whereabouts in Perth are you from?
I'm from Maida Vale, which is in the hills.
Yeah.
So it's like near Kalamunda sort of area.
Nice, nice. So you were always a little bit worried if there was any bushfires around.
Yeah, like there's ones that get pretty damn close, which can be a bit scary, but, you know, it's all good.
It is all good. It is all good. So are you Eagles or Dockers or not bothered at all?
Oh, you know, my dad tried making me go for the Eagles when I was younger, but that phase didn't last very long. I ended up supporting the Bombers, the Essendon Bombers, which are from the East Coast, and mainly because that's where my brother went for, and then my best mate went for him in primary school. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll go for them as well. And it was always fun, you know, a bit of father-son rivalry when the games would come on. It always helps.
Yeah, no, that does. It does work. Do you keep in contact with what's going on down under? It's obviously very easy nowadays. You're obviously keeping in contact with the AFL.
Not too much. It's actually quite funny. When we started the tour at the start of this year, it was like our first ever tour. It was 11 weeks or so. And my mum messaged me. She's like, do you want me to sign you up for the footy tipping? I'm like, how am I going to keep up with the footy tipping? I'm on the other side of the world. But yeah. I don't get to keep up too much with the AFL, but did get to watch the World Cup though, which was good. We're home for that, so changing the sleep schedule like across 12 hours to stay up till 4 a.m. Watching the football, which is always good.
Yeah, yeah. Disappointing for Australia this time round, really. I mean, it's great they keep on qualifying, which is fantastic. I mean, the first time they qualified since like 1974 was when I was over in Oz, which was like that 2006, and it was what an atmosphere that was in the country when they made it with Viduka and et al. It was fantastic. And since then, the Socceroos have just gone on from strength to strength, really. But it's been a bit of a disappointing World Cup for them.
Yeah, it's like, I guess you just got to go in with zero expectations. Then you can't be too disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. There is the mantra for life. Go in with low expectations and you won't be disappointed. I like that. But no one's going to be disappointed about going to see you. Look, see what I've done there. 22nd lead stylists are going to be, and they'll play that new EP. And the single from that is A Million Stars. They are a fantastic band. You're going to be hearing lots about them. They're called The Fame. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was perfect, mate. Thank you so much for that.
Cheers. No, thank you. Sorry about the reception.
No, don't worry. These things happen. Mobile phones, it's one of those things. One of those things. I miss Perth so bloody much, I must admit.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I suppose I got chucked out of the country, so it wasn't my choice to leave. So that's a whole different story. But thanks very much for your time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, Stephen. Take care, mate.
Later, bye.
See you, mate. Bye.